Mental health advocates have expressed deep concern after the wrong man was detained and drugged at a mental hospital in Perth. While the WA government says it hopes it's a one-off incident, AM has been told of another case of mistaken identity where the wrong man was detained and treated. The latest mistake happened after a patient left Greylands Hospital without permission. He'd been there for 8 months on an involuntary basis. Police, who were on the lookout for the patient, picked up an Aboriginal man who was taken to the hospital, wrongly identified as the missing patient, and then given an antipsychotic drug. David Webber reports.
The Mental Health Minister has said she was shocked to find out the wrong man was detained and drugged. Helen Morton has said it's hard to believe such a thing could happen in Western Australia in this day and age.
The policies and procedures are stringent about identifying people when they're made involuntary and when they're about to receive a Schedule 4 drug, and it would appear that those policies and procedures weren't carried out.
The patient who left Greylands on December the 14th returned of his own volition 2 days later. Another man had been picked up by police, wrongly identified as the missing patient, and given an antipsychotic drug to treat schizophrenia. He had a bad reaction and was taken to hospital where the mistake was discovered. The principal solicitor for the Mental Health Law Centre, Sandra Bolter, says there were probably several errors.
There are a series of people. There were the police, there are the admitting staff, there's presumably the treating psychiatrist and the Aboriginal Health Service, all of whom could possibly have identified the error. It's always the case when there's a mistake, as any even an airline pilot will tell you, it's never one mistake, it's a series of errors that accumulate leading up to the big error. From a broad point of view, I think it's critically important that an independent person, such as an official visitor, is appointed or contacted, so there's independent oversight of any admission.
Have you come across other cases of mistaken identity?
I'm certainly aware of one client of ours who was admitted mistakenly, and another two clients who were admitted on a false report, whether it was subsequently established that they did not have a psychiatric illness.
What's happening in the other case of mistaken identity?
Well, I can't talk about that at the moment.
But is the department aware that there was this other case of mistaken identity?
They may be aware. I'm not sure about that either. Our clients were unwilling to complain about what happened to them because they were fearful of being further traumatised by taking an action against the state.
The Mental Health Minister hopes to know by the end of today what happened to the man who was wrongly detained earlier this month. She wants to confirm that the authorities are in contact with him to ensure he's okay.
David Webber.